some hair work too. So I worked for McGinnis Hair Shop in Jennings Arcade. I worked downtown about 6 years, and I worked East Liberty. Before I was married, I worked in East Liberty.
This was
doing both hair work and beauty parlor work.
This is with toupees for men you started with?
Yeah.
And then you worked as a hairdresser?
Yes. Hairdresser, and I used to make all kinds of switches, transformation, anything in the hair work.
Uh-huh.
I used to dye hair, bleach hair, everything. And I even done Marcel waving.
Oh, really?
There was a very few women that done Marcel waving at that time.
Well, is this all the training that you had in Europe that was there?
But in this country, I was in contact with Gentile people all my life. Because 27 years we lived in South Hills, see? And then we finally moved over here in 52. There wasn't a Jew in this building. And now there isn't. Just me, and next to me is a young couple. Very nice Jewish people, that's all.
All the Jewish people? Really?
No, just the one next to me.
Uh-huh.
You see, that was my apartment. I had 6 rooms. But now I'm by myself.
Well, you don't need anymore.
I don't need.
No. Well, the training that you had, did you get extra training here, or do you have all the training for your work?
You learn as you go along. The work here is different, you know, and I was doing different work. There I was making shaitels, that's all. A shaitel, switches, you know, and different hair work. But here I was working for men for about 3.5 years, topes and wigs. You know, to make a part in the men, you know what kind of hair we use for men's topes? Children's hair.
Oh, really? I mean, when children have a haircut, they just to save the hair.
No, the hair comes from Europe, mostly.
Oh.
All the hair comes from Italy or France, China. We get some hair from China, but China hair is
coarse.
It isn't as fine as from France or from Italy. The best hair came from Italy and France, Germany.
That's where they get it from now, I think, too.
Yes, but it takes a lot of preparation. But generally, we'd use very fine, and we'd use mostly children. You'll notice if a man is bald, his hair is very fine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I see. But that's very interesting.
And to make a part, it was from hair, the net that we used for the part, was from human hair. And you had to take in a hair at a time with a needle. It would take me a whole day to just make $3 a week.
I was just going to ask you, how much did you earn?
$3 a week
$3
I started
week.
With. And I thought that was good.
Yes.
Because I used to work by 6 months, you know. They call that as man.
Learning.
6 months. No. When I got paid. That was when I got paid. I didn't learn because I learned from my sisters. I never was an apprentice.
Uh-huh.
I learned from my sisters. And as I say, so many years that I haven't worked, I think I can close my eyes and still work at it.
What were your hours?
Here? From 9 to 5.
Yes,
here I had good hours. And Saturday, a half a day. And as soon as my mother came over, that's the first thing she asked me. Arbus Shabbos, she said.
Yes.
I said, just a halben Tag. Just a half a day.
You worked about 6.5 years at this then, altogether.
I worked 11 years before I was married.
11 years.
You see, I wasn't married until 23.
Sorry, I said. Did you belong to any kind of a trade union or anything like that? Nothing.
No.
But if you could live this part of your life
settlement,
over...
In the Kaufman's, Irene Kaufman settlement, that was everything there. We used to go
everything
up for dances, and we used to go up to club meetings. They had all kinds of clubs.
You never worked after that. Once you were married, you didn't work, did you?
No. Oh, my husband, he would be indignant.
Yeah.
You know, while he was from Poland, we never met. And he came over in 21. He was just 2 years in this country when we were married.
I'll get that in just a moment. I've got that too. You didn't have any schooling here. Did you say you did have schooling in Pittsburgh then? You went to the night school.
I went to school.
You went to night school.
To Franklin Night School in Logan Street. There was a school called the Franklin.
That was in the
Franklin Elementary.
That was an elementary school.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And from there, then you were there for 6 months?
I was transferred to Fifth Avenue High, but I had so much to do even when I came home, and I was young. I wanted to go out once in a while. I quit. But if I had known that I wouldn't be plagued with the arithmetic,
yeah,
I would have gone to the Fifth Avenue High because I was very good. And really, I started to read English, and I didn't read nothing else. I don't know nothing about German or Polish. I forgot the Polish. That was the national language, you
mm-hmm.
know. I was born in Poland. And Russian, I know a little bit. I used to read Russian. I could write an address in Russian, my name.
Well, then when you were, you went to elementary, the Franklin Knight School, how long did you go there?
3 semesters. I made it. I was supposed to go to Fifth Avenue High, but I didn't get there.
But you didn't go there.
No, I didn't.
All right. How did your Gentile classmates treat you, or did you see any of them socially? You didn't really...
No. I got acquainted with Mrs. David Hausman in school, and we were very close friends, and then the neighbors, you know. And when I worked with them, fine, we always got along very nice. I never had anything because I know how to get along with people.
You didn't see any of them socially, though, did you?
No.
You didn't go to Hayter at all.
Yes, I did.
I went to Hayter before
I went to school. When I was 8 years old.
Not here, though.
No.
No, this is here. When you were here, you didn't go to Hayter.
No.
Well, you mean in Europe you did go to?
In Europe, I went to Hayter before I went to school even.
Oh, you did go to Hayter there.
Oh, sure. When I was 8 years old, I knew all my prayers by heart. The morning prayer, the evening prayer, everything.
Well, how long did you go to Hayter then?
I don't know. I was going for, months and months and months. And that rabbi, he had no system of teaching, although he was supposed to. He taught me the alphabets, you know, the
mm-hmm.
alphabet, and the sounds, the vowels. Reading, I could not. So my oldest brother, he said, "What's going on here?" He says, "Come on, sit down here." He was an hour with me, and I was reading fine. But he didn't accomplish
very
much.
Quick, yeah.
And the same was with the writing, Yiddish. Then another thing, I learned Yiddish, while I forgot the other languages. I don't think I could sit down and write anything, even in Polish. In Polish, I knew as well as Yiddish,
mm-hmm.
because that's the tongue that you learn, that you speak, mostly you speak Polish. So, but Yiddish, I did not forget. 25 years, I had no chance to write Yiddish to whom, especially during the war. Then that cousin of mine, the one at St. Bathsheba, a lone survivor, came back to Warsaw, and he couldn't stay there. Anyhow, we found out about him. And I wrote him a letter. It wasn't easy. But my children...
Did you go to concerts and opera? Where were
these? I love it. Mostly to the mosque, for all the concerts, you know, the Chrysler and... I love that kind of music. I live for it. That's food for your soul.
Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody came from Europe seems to be very fond of music. This is one trend I
very
seem to
find. Very few could get it.
Yeah. It really wasn't too obtainable.
Because
here.
It was obtainable. You see, we had a high school.
Mm-hmm.
But very few went to high school. And you know what they used to do with the Jews? They'd have tests on Saturday, the most hardest test they would have on Saturday. And if you'd miss it, you'd fail.
Yeah.
They made it as hard as possible for a Jew. My name was Malinowska.
I should have that here about the name, if you changed your name when you came here.
Yes, I didn't have to. My brothers, when they became naturalized citizens, they took the ski off.
Your name was, what was your name?
Malinowska.
Mm-hmm. When you changed the name?
Kamalin. Didn't change it, just took the ski off
mm-hmm.
of it. Malin. M-A-L-I-N.
Okay. Did you go to Yiddish theater here or to any other theater?
Yes.
Where was this?
It depends. Some of the plays were at the Nixon, some were at the Elvin. In Oakland, there was a Shelley Theater. They made a movie house out of it later on. They used to bring Jewish shows here from New York. I love those Jewish plays. Now they bring vaudeville and Jewish vaudeville, I don't care for, but they used to have wonderful plays. Jacob P. Adler came one time to Pittsburgh with two generations, and he had his family. He had two daughters, a son, and his wife. And that was really something. And then he played a play that's just for today, The World Aflame. And it shows the Spanish Inquisition and how they're hanging a Jew, and his last words is that he's dying for the Kiddush Hashem, you know, in his faith, mm-hmm. you know. The priest says that he'll go with him wherever he goes, and he'll exploit him to the end of the earth.
This was all Jewish theater that you went to see.
Oh, not all Jewish.
It wasn't.
I used to go to the Harris. They had vaudeville house on Diamond Street there, to the Harris Theater for vaudeville, and we used to go to musicals. I loved everything. But when a Jewish show, we didn't have Jewish theater in Pittsburgh, never. Mm-hmm. They'd come, you know, a group for two or three plays at the most. Sometimes they'd only come for one play. And they'd play it a couple times. But I used to love the Jewish theater, as I still do. You know, when they had the Fiddler on the Roof, I have seen that in Yiddish.
Oh.
And some of the expressions, you just can't translate them.
Yeah.
You know how he was good-natured and he didn't worry, and she worried.
Where did you attend the lectures?
I used to go sometimes Wednesday morning to Freehove, his book reviews, or to lectures in different places.
Mm-hmm. And this the early years used to do this?
I did it till lately, uh-huh. whenever I can. I was very busy, and the depression hit us very hard. It didn't have to be as hard as it really was, because except that they were Gentile, they were anti-Semitic, the neighbors.
You mean here?
No. I lived in South Hills 27 years.
Oh, really?
From 25 to 52. In 52, I moved over here, and there wasn't a Jew in this whole building.
I mean, you found the South Hills anti-Semitic, did you?
Very. In 25?
Really?
Now they send me Hanukkah cards and Passover cards.
I didn't realize that they were.
Oh, it was hard.
Did you go to the public libraries in Pittsburgh?
As I say, very little.
Mm-hmm.
I did at first, but as I say, when we moved over in South Hills, life was very hard.
What Pittsburgh newspapers did you read, you know, those early years?
We used to get the Forward delivered to the house. But as soon as we moved off from the hill, we used to get the press, and I still do. I get the press every day. And I found that my husband was only 2 years in this country, and he had a little bit less evening school even than I had. But he was getting along pretty good. Anything that he had to write, the same as me. If I have to write a letter, I write a letter. I don't ask anybody else to write for me.
Yeah.
My sister in New York, she was even younger than I was when she came over here. The little bit that she knew, she didn't use it. She wants to write something, she asks somebody to do it for her. I couldn't do that. Her son was in Italy. He was in the war, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to ask a neighbor
to write for.
He was 12 years old. I was trying to get him in the Hebrew school.
That's the oldest one.
Because he was learning very mm-hmm. fast. So the rabbi said, if he's 12 years old, he says, in which class can I get him in? And he didn't realize that the boy is not going to be bar mitzvah, so he was not bar mitzvah. But the younger one, I made up my mind, and he was bar mitzvah. And he's so highly educated in Hebrew that I myself didn't realize how much he really knows. In the temple, he has a Mishnah class with all the rabbis and everything. He is highly learned in Hebrew.
What about the girls? Do the girls have any training?
No.
Girls, no?
No, no Hebrew. And my daughter, she was here now. That's why she sends the little one to play school,
yeah,
even in B'nai Israel. And the children, the two girls, one is 9 and one is 8, go in the Tree of Life here.
Oh, yeah.
They go to Hebrew school. Mm. They're going to be Bas Mitzvah.
That's the new,
yes,
thing now. When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person? Or did you have any religious practices that you brought over with you?
Yes.
You thought?
I was brought up very Orthodox. And it clung to me. No matter how much they tried to discourage me, I felt bad about it. Because it was just about 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah had one shock, and Yom Kippur had another from the family, you know. They were different. And of course, now when I look back, I don't blame them. They grew up differently. I grew up by myself. And we were just like strangers. We were never even close. While they thought a lot of each other, you know, and saw that each one comes over, and my sister had to deny herself, really, before she could afford even.
Well,
they didn't make
in
much
what
money.
Ways were you religious? You mean like the Friday night candles? And I mean, in what ways
were
you religious?
Well, I didn't,
you know,
light no candles until I was married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was mostly going to services.
But,
there,
you know, comes Friday night, whether you're poor or rich, it's Sabbath. The,
yeah,
house takes on a different look. And everything else, I missed it. I missed the holidays. And I like to observe holidays. And if it wouldn't be that little bit that I kept up, I would not have the nachas that I have really for my children while they were brought up in a Gentile neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And my younger son came home one time. He says, I wish, he said, that he could move out of here. So he says, I said, what is the trouble? He says, somebody called him a Jew boy. I says, you are a Jew boy. I says, he's ignorant. He says, the minister's son? It was there, even the teachers.
Really?
My oldest son came home one time from Knoxville Junior, and he says, Mother, what could be done when a teacher expresses herself ignorant? So he tells me, you know, he went out for something, you know, and the kids, all right, teenagers, but they got unruly, and they were talking. He comes in and he says, what's that jibber-jabbering like to a Jewish convention? And he must have been the only one in the room there.
Yeah.
He felt hurt. And that's why I tried as much as possible. They used to go to Sunday school. They were all confirmed. They went to Sunday school. They have Jewish background in the house. I tried my best. They have some kind of a Jewish atmosphere when it came a holiday or it came Sabbath. It was hard. We had a store with the house together.
Oh.
And one time we were preparing for a Seder, and it was the Easter week, and my husband was very busy, and people kept coming in. I said, close the store or no Seder. And my youngest son said, Ma, what did you say? I said, I didn't say anything. It was getting pretty late in the evening. So you know what they did? They knew we lived there. They came in through the back.
Yeah. Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Which one did you go to? Do you remember?
We have been going to the Tree of Life.
Well, this
even
is
from here. But for a while, we belonged at Bethel
and
Beachview.
This is the early years, you know, the first few 5 to 6 years.
We'd go, but we didn't join a shul until, way late.
Which one did you go to? I mean, which of the first shuls that you went to when you first came here?
We used to go on the hill. We used to go to Bas Yaakov Shul. We used to go to, what was the name? Shara Torah, I think it was.
Where was the Shara Torah? Is it up in the hill, too?
Yeah, that was on Townsend, I think.
Mm-hmm. How often would you go? You know, Friday nights or holidays or?
You know, when we moved over in 1925, the only time that we would go were the 3-day Jews on the high holidays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we could not go to Kol Nidre to any other except the temple, because the temple started 8 o'clock. We could go to Kol Nidre. Otherwise, we could never make it. We just could not get away. We could not make it. We used to go to the temple for Kol Nidre.
Is that temple, you mean Tree of Life?
Rav Hashom.
Or Rav Hashom.
The Tree of Life, we have been going, about 36 years at least. And my husband was so proud when we moved over here, but we had to go to Oakland for years until they built a bigger one.
Yeah.
Now it's beautiful, though.
It's lovely now, yes. It's kind of lovely,
It's a nice feeling to belong to a congregation. You come in, the people know you, and you know the people.
It's very nice.
Get used to.
Did you experience any change in health due to your climate or the food when you first came to Pittsburgh? Nothing at all.
Till 1918, I didn't know of any disease or anything, but I had the flu very hard. That time, the influenza or whatever
that,
they call it.
That wasn't due to the climate or the food or anything?
No. It was an epidemic, a terrible epidemic.
That was 1918?
Yes. I had the flu very bad.
Where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh?
I didn't have much medical care. You know, I was pregnant with my first child. I didn't go to Dr. Gracken. I insisted that I'll go to my... He was my family doctor. I went to Dr. Gracken and he...
Dr. Gracken?
Gracken. I was 6 months pregnant with her. I went.
You didn't know the doctor very much.
No.
Which when you did, it was a private doctor.
I had a family doctor, Dr. Bracken, for years was my doctor.
Where was he?
But then I had the flu in Cinderella.
Oh.
There was all the doctors, the dentists, lawyers, great people came out from those immigrants.
Oh, yes, they certainly are.
There was a Dr. Rubin. To him, I think I went first. I first came here. I don't know, something was wrong.
Well, what were the first organizations that you belonged to way back? You know, was it the synagogue or a Talmud Torah Zionist group or a labor group? What one of the early organizations that you belonged to?
Before I was married?
This is the first 5 years, and you weren't married, just say, until about 11 years.
No.
So that would be...
No, I didn't.
Didn't belong to anything.
No, I didn't.
And later on, after you were married, did you belong to anything?
No, not for a long while. As I say, we were just isolated there, and things were very bad.
And later on, did you join anything at all? You didn't join anything?
We didn't join anything, that's the honest truth, because it was... We were in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't afford to join anything because no matter what you join, it costs money.
Yeah.
Until my youngest son was 12 years old, we joined the Bethel at Beachview, you know, the synagogue there. He was bar mitzvah there. My oldest daughter was married there. And my younger daughter was confirmed there.
Where was that, you say?
Bethel. South Hills.
Oh, South Hills. Oh, yes.
Bethel. Now they have about 5 different congregations. I was just at Bar Mitzvah at Pleasant Hills.
Oh.
Oh, and that boy was prepared. Beautiful. Oh, yeah. Just beautiful.
Now they're wonderful there. Did you belong to some organizations that were set up to give charity? Or did any of these organizations give you pushkas to save money?
I had a pushka, but I didn't belong to anything.
Mm-hmm.
I joined Hadassah about 20-some years ago. That was from South Hills.
The Hadassah? Oh, in the South Hills Hadassah.
Yes, but now I belong and I belong and I belong everywhere.
That was how long ago, would you say? Did you join that?
I really don't know.
About 25 years ago?
I asked Mrs. Schwartz. She lives here on... she lived in Beachview. She says it's 35, but I don't think it's 35 years. It must be at least 20 or maybe more since I belong to the Hadassah. I belong to the Pioneer Women.
Well, that later on?
Oh, yes, much later. Since we moved up here, really, because I only belong to Hadassah. And, you know, we used to contribute to the Federation my husband would make out a check for $25. Then they had the women's division.
Yeah.
The first time they came in, two women, you know, one has a delicatessen store on Brownsville Road, and her sister, Mrs. Lowe, you know, they're in a real estate business. For the women's division, my husband looked at me, and I looked at my husband. He gave $25. That was as much as
yeah,
we could
give.
Yeah, that
was give. A lot of money for you.
So I took out $10 cash. And she came in with the damn Jews, you know.
I didn't know the South Hills was so...